Vancouver, British Columbia Premier David Eby did not shy away from mentioning the geopolitical climate between the United States and Canada as he addressed the crowd at the Invictus Games opening in Vancouver on Saturday. The province is hosting the seventh iteration of the event, which was founded by Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex, in 2014 for wounded, injured or sick service personnel and veterans. Eby welcomed all athletes from 23 nations who will be competing at the event and took a moment to address Team USA directly. He recognized the vast history of military action between the neighboring countries, saying there is not one Canadian who does not know how soldiers from each country have fought and died and cried and celebrated, alongside each other, for generations, adding that discourse between politicians doesn't matter. The American team, many of whom initially looked weary at their mention, applauded his words, many rising to their feet, making hearts with their hands as a roar of cheers echoed around the stadium of fans at BC Place. Eby told the team that, despite the recent tension, if you need us, you just say the word, USA. And you know what, if we ever need you, and it came down to it, I know you'd be there in a second, he added. Ceremony attendee Baird Menzies said he was moved by the moment between the athletes from each country. Because there was all the recent booing at the hockey games, I think we were a little nervous about what was going to happen with the U.S. athletes, he said of Eby's comments. The American national anthem was booed this past week by Canadian fans in Vancouver, Ottawa and Calgary in a response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threats of tariffs on Canadian products. Trump has also said he wants Canada to become the 51st state. Menzies called the moments between the veterans on Saturday a moment of unity. Everyone was really respectful and the moment from the two groups, the Canadians and the Americans, was amazing. Very heartfelt, he said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 8, 2025. Brianna Charlebois, The Canadian Press.